Chapter 8. Monsters. Katakuri. Katakuri is familiar with the hunger of monsters. His mother is one, after all. They consume everything that is in their reach until nothing remains but the ravenous thing they call a soul. His mother consumes food, and then she consumes souls, and then, lastly, she consumes flesh. She doesn't know that part, though. Katakuri doesn't think he'll ever tell her what happened to Mother Carmel, found out by Pudding's fruit. Monkey D. Luffy looks at Katakuri, and all he can see is his mother's eyes. This boy is hungry, and when he smiles at Katakuri, it is just like his mother. Hungry for food, for souls, for flesh, and in the sharp turn of a smile and the shifting way of his skin, undefinable and deadly, hungry for dreams. Straw Hat cocks his head at Katakuri, head tilting just a little bit too far for his hat, shifting oddly between the horns sprouting off his head, dark and like oblivion, and says, "Oh." Simple, even though his voice sounds like that of a thousand men. "Oh." No one has reacted like that to Katakuri before. You see, Mama is a monster, but she doesn't like monsters. She doesn't like Pudding's eyes or Praline's tail or the way Smoothie's legs are too long. She tells them, "Hide it and decorate it," even though she wants one of each kind. Mama had Katakuri a long time ago. She made him a monster, called him and told him to eat, and didn't tell him what until his head was spinning and the world looked like hell, and Katakuri could see more than anyone Big Mom knew. Katakuri had smiled at Mama after, and she glared with the force of a conquering king. She laughed then and told him to cover up. Mama never did like monsters, even if she was one, even if she made them. There is no fabric against Katakuri's face, nor the fangs and snarling teeth that protrude from his mouth. There is nothing hiding Katakuri's truth, but he could never have hidden from a king like this, could he? From a demon like Luffy? Luffy laughs then, and it's not like Mama has laughed before. His mouth opens wide like Katakuri's, and his chest opens too, and its teeth, and it's hungry, and it's... "Ah," Katakuri says, and things fall into place. Mama doesn't like monsters. Luffy loves them, in a way only a captain could. Katakuri wonders, then, what it would be like to be a monster among monsters, instead of a monster among pretenders. Because Mama wants one of everything, and if she wanted a demon, she would get a demon. Katakuri was just the first victim, after all.